And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
Hey, and I'm Rose France. Today on the show, we'll be going to that great big lesbian festival. Yes, Mitch has been to Elfest.
And 52 Tuesdays. It's a movie if you haven't heard of it. We'll be talking to the director to find out just a little bit more.
Plus, we'll be crossing over to the Balloon Fiesta to find out what's going on.
Yeah, our very own Matthew is there letting off the fireworks, so it'll be good to catch up with him. All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you? Oh, hello, Steph.
That's rather pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, I was chatting to the boyfriend last night and decided in 5 years we've never done anything that kind of is like orchestral or classical or anything. So.
Is this? Have you put this in for the firework theme?
No.
I did wonder. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I thought they would be letting off the fireworks to classical music or something. And
well,
that's why.
I never know.
What
we'll
I see
have to
now,
ask Matthew.
What I see now is you two getting up.
Yeah.
And dancing around the studio.
Really? In a sort of ballet type
no,
way.
No, that's not a good thing.
So, but no, I thought it'd be nice for a change. So,
wow.
This one's actually called The Second Waltz.
It's all gone all sophisticated, like, in it.
Yeah, well, it did. It was.
It wasn't until you spoke, yeah.
So now, Rose, talking to being sophisticated.
Yes.
We got something a little bit wrong last week, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Now, I must apologise to all the ladies who may have gone down to Indigo on my wrong instructions. Of course, they'd all been rushing down to meet me, as I said, it was on last week. And, in fact, it is on this week. So, apologies if you did go down to Goldbrick House. In fact, I did go there myself, and I sat on my own with a lemonade. No, aww. I didn't. No, there was no one in there, so I ran down the street. So sorry about that, ladies, but it is on tonight.
If you're not going to the Balloon Fiesta and you're female, head along to Indigo.
Yeah.
Which I think they start about 8, don't they?
About
straight
8,
after
yeah,
off.
And
off,
yeah, any time, rock up.
So.
Yep. Okay.
So is anyone doing the Balloon Fiesta this year? Are either you two going?
No, because it gets too packed now, but I did go to the first ever Bristol Balloon Fiesta.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, was that 37 years ago?
It was an awful long time.
I did a research. 37 years.
Yes, 37 years. And it was after a night shift and we got up there really,
we
really
weren't born,
early.
Andy.
No, 37. Yeah, no, I just.
I'm
yeah,
kidding.
I would
I'm
have
kidding.
Been a few months old.
Sorry, Steph. Sorry, continue.
Thank you. The biggest balloon that was the most outstanding and most memorable was the Virgin Jumbo Jet.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Oh, that was quite
I know they've even got the Minions this year.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Yes, the Minion balloon. Oh.
Did you see the news reporter, the one that kind of floated away down the motorway?
What, with the Higgins
balloon?
Yes, I
did. Yeah, that was all over. There was, yeah, that was all over Twitter.
I forget where it was from, but
did they do that deliberately?
No, it became untethered, and this giant Minion just landed in the middle of the road in front of all the traffic.
Ah.
And the police had to come and pull it to the side and deflate the thing.
Someone shout out, banana, banana.
If you go on Twitter or Facebook, you can actually see the videos of all the cars going down the motorway,
wow.
And this Minion just kind of plonking in front of them. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen.
It's good job it didn't cause any accidents, though, I hope.
I don't think anyone was hurt.
It's kind of become like iconic now, hasn't it, the Bristol Balloon Fiesta?
Oh, it's the second biggest
in the world,
isn't it?
Second biggest
in the world. It was the biggest for a while, but there's a bigger one now in the States.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, Bristol is the home of balloons. It's where Cameron balloons are.
Yeah.
And,
because if you Google Bristol, you'll get sort of, you know, the Clifton Suspension Bridge, and then you get the Balloon Festival, don't you?
Yes.
You do.
It does look lovely when you see the suspension bridge with balloons over the top of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In fact, all the BCFM coverage is going on to a special page on the BCFM website. If you go to bcfmradio.com, you can actually get all the audio from the whole of the broadcasts, and there's a picture on there that you can see all the balloons across the bridge.
Yeah. I don't know much about it, if I'm honest, because I don't live in Bristol. Is it a free event? Can people go along for free?
Well, we'll be talking to Matthew in a bit.
Will he know?
I hope so. Hopefully he's listening so he knows what we're going to ask him.
I'd just like to say the first one was free.
Probably, yes.
It was a lot smaller all those years ago, wasn't it?
It's like Funfair and all. I think it's free. But I know that they're saying if you don't get there by 7, 8 o'clock, they're expecting to be completely full.
You probably won't get in,
Anyway, right, orchestral outshout. So, what have you got for us this week?
Rose, would you like a dance, my darling?
Oh, yes, lovely.
This isn't a very long jingle, this one. It's only 4 minutes, fine.
Okay. Right,
that means
we're talking,
hurry up.
Okay, we're talking pagan pride.
Oh. Oh.
I know. Oh. That's different.
Yeah, very different.
There's a national one that's based
on Wickamy Timbers, go on.
Yeah, it's the parrot that gives you away.
Carry on. Sorry, Steph.
I got pagan, not pirate. It's
what?
No, Wicca.
It's Wicca.
And
oh,
she
yes.
does pirate radio. There was a sort of a joke
right,
in there.
Okay, yeah.
Never
sorry.
Mind.
Deeper. Yeah, no, didn't get that.
It's
mind.
Too late to do it now.
Yeah. So, right, pagan pride.
Yep, there's a national one in Nottingham, but there's a southern one happening in Southampton. Now, that's on the 29th of August, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, free entry. And, of course, it's completely, fully inclusive.
Oh.
Now, paganism, the word, of course, they're actually listening tonight. They said they'd tune in.
Oh, hello.
The organisers.
Hello.
So,
have a good pride.
Hello, Becky. Now, I'm going to go down and do some interviews and hopefully find out more about paganism and the connection with the LGBT community.
Cool.
But paganism, from what I can gather,
it's got quite a big connection with the LGBT
it
community.
It has.
And there are quite a few people
but
who
the word pagan,
identify pagan as their religion.
They do.
Yeah.
But pagan, the word, just meant somebody who wasn't Christian or Muslim.
Oh.
Muslims and Christians use the word as a generic term for somebody that wasn't part of their
I
religion.
I thought it predated half of the...
Oh, it does. Yeah, but that's how the words come about. And there was lots
Stonehenge
of other
Stonehenge is like a big pagan...
It is.
Well, it certainly gets used
Yeah, but don't forget,
like
the word, they
it?
Didn't have to have the word pagan.
No, I suppose.
It was used by Christianity, and of course then Christianity got more involved with control and then declared there was witches and...
Oh yes, so dear.
And then there was death.
A bad time in their history.
And burning and... yeah. So, it's in Southampton. It's at the Fremantle Community Centre.
Oh, gosh. All the way down to Southampton. Southampton's a nice place, actually.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. From down that way.
And very welcoming. And as I say, it's got a very strong connection with the LGBT community. And I will be down there. And
is it
I will
free?
Be interviewing. It is free.
Yeah?
Yes, it is. All are welcome. And so
just
hopefully
a day
on a
thing, or is it going on for...
No, it's every year. Next year...
No, I mean, is it just for one day? Or
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
just
from,
one
it's from
day.
Sunrise to sunset.
Well
joke
done.
There. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I think it's after sunrise.
We do apologise if you're listening. We will
good
shut her
Lord.
Up, we promise.
That's what it's all about.
You don't listen to Rose for events information anyway. She'll have you turning up when it's not on. It's
yes, this one's definitely on the 29th. I'm definitely going to be there. And I will definitely have my press pass. And I will definitely be interviewing people. And I will definitely have stuff back for the show, a future event. And I will be finding more about the history of paganism and the connection with the LGBT.
Oh, that'd be good. Be nice to find out a bit more about it.
Yes.
So, I have a funny feeling we interviewed Barclay Wilde about it.
Yes, I remember
back.
That. Yeah, I remember that.
He was a fairy, but you don't spell it fairy in the way we would spell fairy. It was, but it was
no,
something to do with paganism.
F-A-E-R?
Yeah.
Or is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was something odd like that. Yeah. I just remember writing it and thinking, oh, that's it. Yeah.
Still. Right. That's it, my darling.
Yeah.
All yours.
Okay. Cool.
Hello, you're listening to Zoe Lyons, and you are listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That was very jolly. I enjoyed that.
Did you?
That's great.
Well, I thought we'd have a bit of a change, you know. We don't do classical stuff very often, so... And I bet you anything, Matthew's a fan of classical stuff too,
yes,
are you, mate?
Do you know what I am?
There he
is.
Taking
right back to my childhood, and I just keep going round and round and round. Excellent stuff.
That was called Perpetuum Mobile, that one. And it was performed by... I've written it down. Where is it?
Andre
Rieu. Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyway, hello, Matt.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. This is all very exciting.
It's
because
great,
I'm speaking
it?
To you live from the Bristol International Blue Fiesta.
How is it going? The weather looks really nice from where we are. Is it as good up there? Is it green smoke, as they say?
It is. Well, they do actually have green smoke tonight. They've got these smoke signals that they're doing to enable them to tell people whether they're going to launch or not. Although
hello.
Tonight, I've seen what colour smoke's going out. But really good weather conditions. Wind has dropped because it's been quite blowy today. And it should be really good night for the night glow. And then, of course, the fireworks.
Yes.
Oh,
and you're
your
are you in charge of that, Matthew?
I am.
Oh, Yes, what
they dare to let me take charge of it. We've got a show, right? The show's going to last around about 4 minutes, but we've got over 850 individual fireworks to launch in that 4 minutes.
Wow. Is it to music?
It is. It's fully choreographed, so they basically give us a soundtrack, and then we have to build the firework display around it.
Wow. Is it one of those where it kind of like starts off light and then builds and builds and builds and has like a massive great bang at the end?
Well, yes, it does. There is in fact, we've got a really unusual effect that we're starting with. We are using a parachute effect. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh.
Because we've not used these here before, so we're going to get some unusual effects. And then it builds up. There's various crescendos in there. There's a sort of a twinkly sequence going on. We've got some smiley faces, which everybody really likes. And then we've got a massive gold build-up towards the finale.
Ooh. I love
it. A few teasers in there as well. We like to tease the audience.
It's great knowing the person that lets the fireworks off. You find out so much. So,
lots of people.
Loads of people are asking, the Balloon Fiesta is a free event, isn't it?
It is, yes, yeah. And it's one of the few big free events of this sort of size, and it really does rely on a lot of sponsorship, but to be honest, I'm not quite sure how they pull it off.
No.
But it's absolutely extraordinary. I'm looking actually at a sea of people because where I've been rigging the fireworks, we don't get any people up there for obvious reasons. It's a field with explosives in it. But I come down into the arena and it's just a sea of people all around the outside.
I was going to say, it must be filling up by now. It's coming up for 7:30. I know that Clacky was saying earlier that it's green smoke, but get down for about 7:30, else you'll just never get in, is it?
Yeah, that's right. All the rows around the outside, they lock up, and you've got the novelty shapes going up. So we're looking at a FA Cup balloon. There's a cube balloon going up. There was something with it. There's a face. Is that a Dennis the Menace thing there? I can't see what it is. Oh dear, I nearly knocked the entire outside broadcast system off the table there. That's fine, we're doing alright. I've lost them. I've pressed a button, they've disappeared.
Don't set them off by accident, will you?
Because hang on, Mike Igney's giving me another set of headphones. There we go. We have the technology.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
If only you could see me now.
Matthew, I've got a question to ask you. What's your favourite firework? What's the favourite type of firework for you?
Oh gosh, that really depends. I think I'm gonna say something called a tourbillon, which is a silver spinner. So it's a spinning star, and it looks like a feathery sort of effect as it flies through the air.
Very nice.
I like the gold rain stuff, you know, the fiery rain.
Here's something for you, Rose. Yep. The technical term is brocade.
You learn something new every day on Shoutout.
I do.
Listen, Matt, thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh,
I know that you've got to go get ready. What time are you letting the fireworks off?
Should be around about 10 o'clock. Ooh. Depends whether they start on time with the night glow.
Well, I think a night glow is a bit earlier than that, isn't it?
It is. That starts around about 9:30. I mean, it could. If someone gives me enough money in a brown envelope, I can go up and let them off now.
It won't be so fun in the daylight, though.
It's not, isn't it?
So,
but enjoy
yourself. Yeah. I know that BCFM is coming back to you guys straight after Shoutout's finished.
We have. So, Phil Lyons is already dusting his vinyl off. He's sitting on the sofa and he's warming his voice up. So, it should be a good show.
Lovely.
Cool. Okay, well, best of luck. And then we'll catch you later on, mate.
Hope you're evening goes off with a bang, Matt.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Oh, you know.
The Sound of Music. Lovely.
I mean, the listeners may be hating it, but I thought we'd go classical.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
So now news team are here. I've done the same to them as well. Should we get some news?
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 6th of August 2015.
She once said, "I don't know why I have so many gay friends, but I just seem to attract gay men." And on Sunday, many thousands of tweets and Facebook posts amongst gay and transgender people marked the passing of Cilla Black, the singer and television presenter, who died from a stroke following a fall at her home in Spain. Cilla was a breakthrough act of 1964 with her versions of Bacharach and David songs, most notably Anyone Who Had a Heart. She gained much airplay on the pop music stations of the day, Radio Luxembourg from continental Europe, and the offshore pirate stations such as Radio London and Radio Caroline. In 1965, she won a Caroline Bell Award for the pop station, one of the few female artists to do so. Research for BBC Radio 2 recently calculated that Anyone Who Had a Heart was the best-selling track by a female vocalist in the 1960s. Then in the 70s, Cilla reinvented herself and enjoyed a stellar career as one of Britain's best-loved television presenters. Her programmes for ITV in the 80s included Surprise Surprise and Blind Date. These shows attracted millions of viewers and established Cilla as a popular and personable entertainer. Her friendship with Paul O'Grady was well known, and O'Grady hosted the special celebration on ITV to mark Cilla's 50 years in show business in October 2013.
A major piece of music history is investigated this month by the clubbing and dance journalist, DJ, gay journalist Stuart Hu pays tribute to the role that gay and trans culture has played in the development of electronic dance music. In a very special article for the magazine, which is embossed with a rainbow trim, Stuart traces the development of dance music from the gay disco scene in the 70s through to heavy S&M club techno music in the noughties. Along the way, he meets DJs past and present, including Mrs. Wood, Blue Peter, Tallulah and Mr. C from The Shaman. An interesting and exciting piece putting LGBT history centre stage. DJ Magazine is available from all larger newsagents priced at £4.95.
MP Jeremy Corbyn is riding a grassroots movement to become Labour's left-wing leadership contender at present, on a ticket of opposing the government's austerity programme and making the wealthy pay more taxation. Jeremy has been a long-time supporter of LGBT civil rights, and he recently gave an interview to Pink News where he spoke of his policies. Amongst them is a commitment to make countries that abuse and persecute gay and trans people pay through economic sanctions. Pink News also noted, however, that Mr. Corbyn has links to the Iranian-funded propaganda broadcaster Press TV.
Gay athlete Tom Daley popped into BBC Radio 1's breakfast programme this week to talk to presenter Nick Grimshaw. Daley answered several personal questions and explained why divers have to wear such tight swimming trunks when competing. He also said that he had a sweet tooth and when not in training, he enjoyed cheesecake and ice cream.
And one for Doctor Who fans. Transgender actor Bethany Black has landed a role in the sci-fi series Doctor Who. The actor, who broke into the mainstream earlier this year through her role on Cucumber and Banana, revealed she would be in an upcoming episode of the iconic BBC series. She announced the news on Facebook.
The Bristol Post reports on a positive effort being made by a runner to raise awareness of bullying in UK schools. Ben Smith aims to run a mammoth 401 marathons over 401 days to start debates over bullying. 31-year-old Ben was bullied at school for being gay, even though he is not out to himself at the time. Today he is happily settled in the Cottam area of Bristol with his partner Kyle. In addition to the awareness raising, Ben hopes to gain donations to the tune of £250,000 for the charities Stonewall and Kidscape, and he'll be dropping in on Shoutout at the end of August to talk about his efforts, so tune in for that.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Natalie.
And Ivan Jackson.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
I'm Boogaloo Stew, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Yes, you want to do Shout Out on BCFM 93.2, Pirate Nation Radio, BSR and GFM, and Bass Radio. There you go, I've got them all in. So.
Well done.
Now, you probably know more about this next one than me, don't you? Have you ever been to Elfest?
Me? No, yeah. Sorry, no, no. I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. No,
that's the end of that, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
Unfortunately, but our lovely Mitch has been.
She has.
She has, yes.
Yeah. It's very funny, this report.
Not only has she been, but she's also, she's performed there, hasn't she?
Yeah.
This year, was it, as well?
I think so. Should we find out?
Yeah, let's find out.
Well, here I am at Elfest, and I'm just talking to one of the short and girlies. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Mitch. You know my name. It's Ali.
Oh, yes, of course I know your name, because I do perform with you several times.
We've known each other for years, Mitch. This is really... really inappropriate.
Sorry, that was a bit awkward. Anyway, so how is your Elfest so far?
It's been amazing so far. There are so many cats and dogs and even a rat. I met a rat last night at the campfire, and that was unusual.
Yeah, I mean, there's Mr. Tiggs over there, isn't there?
I can't
there?
Believe someone's actually brought a cat to a campsite. It's incredible.
Well, she is a lesbian. What do you expect, really?
I guess, but still, now I feel sad that I didn't bring my cat. Like, she's at home feeling sad because I've left her behind.
Okay, enough about the cats. This is really exciting. I'm really impressed with this whole like recording on the move scenario. It's very cool. How does it work? Okay, so I can teach you that in a minute. So we're just carrying on having a. Oh my god! She's taking my voice recorder. I am here now by the big top tent at Elfest Festival, and I've just met three rather marvellous young people playing pool in the middle of a field. Can I ask you to introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name's Jess, and I'm from Middlesbrough.
My name is Frida, and I'm from Norway.
My name is Gemma, and I'm from Rotherham.
What a wonderful mixed collection! What brings you to these parts, then?
The love, and just the fact that you can... Oh, these guys, obviously. They're telling me, and you can talk to anyone, and it's just a massive field full of lesbians.
Isn't that lovely? Field full of lesbians, that could be their new tagline. And if you were going to speak to a friend about Elfest, would you recommend it, and why would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would, because it's a laugh. It's a break from reality.
Okay, we've made our way now to the marvellous food area. There are fish finger butties, there's Lottie's homemade cuisine, and there is basically a big truck of Strongbow, which is concerning. I am joined by Ali. How are you doing, Ali?
Good, I'm having a lovely Elfest. It's fantastic, what's not to like?
It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and quite a few lesbians, turns out.
One or two? Amazingly, who'd have thought?
But you're not here alone this weekend, are you?
I brought my girlfriend Rosie. We're doing our show on Sunday, All the Nice Girls, prior to a national tour. I've written a paper all about Gwen Farrow and Nora Blaney, who are the two characters who we focus on in our show, who were household names in the 1920s and have amazing literary connections, it turns out. Rachel Whitbread from Brighton Libraries approached us to do something at a literary tent, and I found out that they've got connections with Daphne du Maurier, with P.L. P.L. Travers, who wrote Mary Poppins.
Incredible.
They were friends of Noel Coward, Ivor Novello. They were really bright young things in the 1920s.
It's really exciting stuff, and it's obviously something that a lot of people are interested in. You've had some incredible numbers turning up for your gigs and shows.
We have, and we're off to Edinburgh Fringe next.
Edinburgh Fringe! That's like the dream come true.
Absolutely is. We're performing at Grass Market at the Apex International Hotel.
Fabulous. Ali, I'm so pleased for you. I mean, I've seen the show and it is outstanding and beautiful, and I had a tear in my eye several times. It was very, very, very special. Looking forward to seeing you again. So I'm still here by the big top. We are joined by some naval officers. What brings you to Elfest?
Well, we're gay, so we thought we'd give it a go.
I mean, I didn't want to make any judgments about you, but I did get that vibe, you know? There are striped ties on the naval officers. Not much else, if I'm honest with you. It's just a tie and a hat, just to set the scene. You've come from a long, far distance, a ship in the far seas as well?
Just Lincoln, thanks to the driver, but we did get lost on the way.
You got lost?
Diversion, but it lasted a lot longer than I hoped.
Was the poor traffic enough to ruin your weekend?
No, because I had a drink in the car, so all good.
As long as she wasn't sat in the front seat driving, I'm okay with that. It's my pleasure to be joined by Hannah Brackenbury in the Buskers Teepee here on sunny Uttoxeter. And Hannah is going to sing her latest smash hit Taylor Swift cover.
When we got together, you moved in quickly, cause that's traditionally lesbian. So keen, you said you wanna make a home with me. I agreed to this reluctantly, and you said there's something that we have to do if our love for one another is true. I said it's just another lesbian cliche that will only end in heartbreak someday. Ooh, you brought it up again last night, and ooh, this time I'm telling you we are never ever ever getting cats together. We are never ever ever getting cats together. You know I prefer dogs and you have that allergy, so we are never ever 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 getting cats together.
Give me,
thank you. Thank goodness for that. I've got my voice recorder back. I don't know what Ali's been doing. Anyway, I'm backstage.
Did a really good job.
Shh, That's enough of your voice, thank you. Now, I'm backstage with Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm just getting
harassed.
Did you see that?
I saw it with my own two eyes.
Oh, I can't believe her. Anyway, Charlie, how are you finding Elfest?
I am absolutely loving Elfest. I was about an hour and a half late for my set, but I arrived, jumped out the car, went on stage, and now I'm loving it.
And you went down a storm.
Thank you very much. I didn't think so.
It's a lazy afternoon, isn't it, here at Alpha. So what's in the future for you, Charlie?
Well, basically, since X Factor, I was with MK1, obviously, then we broke up. And now I've gone back to doing a lot of the work that I was doing before. So I was writing songs for other people, writing music for TV and film. So I'm doing a lot of that, but I'm working on my own solo project, which is called Holloway. We're working on an album right now, so that's really cool.
Great. So there's obviously something in the water where you're from.
I'm from Newquay in Cornwall. You don't want to know what's in the water down there. You definitely don't want to know.
Well, it's obviously producing some fine talent from yourself there.
Oh, well, thanks very much. My parents will love to hear that.
Just backstage with Eek, and they've done a fabulous set, haven't you? What's your name?
Lucy.
Karen.
Mandy.
Danielle.
How are you enjoying Elfest?
Always enjoy Elfest. Mandy and I used to run the music stage. It's the first year this year that we've been able to just come as a band and play rather than have to crew and do everything else, but we've absolutely loved it. It's been brilliant.
How long have you been together?
I think since 2008, we usually say. Yeah, but we've all played together in different bands for at least another 10 years before that, so we know each other quite well.
And what's going on for the future?
We've got a few festivals, a few gigs coming up. We've just released our first album. It's called Love, Loss and Bowling, which is available on iTunes and Bandcamp. So we're just sort of promoting the album, playing around and just having fun. It's ace.
I've just managed to get hold of Ladies of Midnight Blue backstage at Elfest. Hello, how are you?
We're good, how are you? I'm Julies.
I'm Hanabiel.
Is this your first Elfest?
Yes, it sure is. We're really excited that we came here and we performed, and it was awesome.
It's really cool. I like it here. Everything's so thought. It's just so well thought and well put together, and the vibe is so chilled and relaxed, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
And you had a great response from the crowd there. Wow. You even got an encore, didn't you?
I've never had an audience scream like that before. It was amazing.
It was really great. It was really great to get their energy.
Because
we usually perform improvised work and then we feed off of the energy of the audience.
Yeah.
And we play harder and faster depending on what.
Harder and faster, Jesus.
Yes.
The more energy they give us, the more we can give back.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of improvisation, isn't it? But what's next for Ladies of Midnight Blue?
So we moved to Newcastle 6 years in September now, because we came to do our masters at Newcastle University, and Hanabiel just handed in her PhD about 3 weeks ago.
So you're really, really brainy as well as really talented. Yeah. That's amazing. And beautiful, may I add. Well, I'm a little bit excited here. I'm just backstage with the beautiful girl group called Stooshi. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And you've just done a fantastic set here at Elfest.
Yes. Really, really good crowd.
Amazing.
Got into it, loved it. Yeah.
It's
really, really good. We've done a lot of prides and stuff like that, but Elfest seems a little bit different. I don't know.
Festival.
It's just, it's a proper festival and it's nice that everybody was really getting involved. Yeah, it's great.
We're ready for the comedy night. We're meeting and greeting the comedians as they arrive. And I'm here with Bethany Black. Hi, Bethany.
Hello. Yeah, I've literally just arrived, parked up and walked backstage.
There's a lot of people out there. They're very well warmed up for you. Are you looking forward to delivering your set in front of hundreds of lesbians?
Oh, yeah. No, that's at this point in the summer, that's exactly what I need. It's what I love doing. I've been doing lots of Pride festivals this year, so it's so much fun. And it's great to come and perform to a really receptive audience where I don't have, different from the Friday and Saturday nights in front of stags and hens that I'm used to.
Hello there, we're talking cars.
I'm here with Zoe Lyons and talking about cars. I feel quite close to Zoe because I'm standing really close to her. She hasn't moved me away, which
not
is...
Yet. She's a step forward for me and my extremely broad circle of space.
I remember you did a sketch for us at Bristol Pride Comedy Night about the Lesvos naked beach.
Well, I was telling you about that in the dressing room. Yeah, that's the true story, where I was the only naked person in a group of clothed people. But we are on a nudist beach, but there's nothing quite like that realisation that you are the only naked one amongst a group of people you have never met before.
We're just about to listen to the comedy. Have you been here long?
No, I have been here about an hour and a half.
There's a lot of lesbians out there.
There's a lot of lesbians. There's a crop of lesbians. It's harvest time.
And you've been admiring Lucy Spraggan's dog, who's wandering around charming everybody.
Lovely. It's a Boston Terrier.
You well identify.
And I prefer them to a French Bull, which is, it's become such a cliche gay dog, the French Bull, hasn't it? I wonder if the French Bull even knew it was going to become the dog of choice of the homosexual. It has no choice in the matter, does it?
It doesn't really.
Like, once you become the choice of a homosexual, you know. Yeah, so I prefer a Boston.
I'm just backstage with Emma, who's been managing, and she's just having a moment. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
The backstage crew have done a fantastic job, and it's all run like a well-oiled machine. What do you think?
I think there's been a lovely lot of people back here. Wouldn't have run so smoothly without them.
It's very emotional. There's lots of hugging on stage, lots of lesbians in Elfest green t-shirts.
It's lesbians in a field drinking beer and stuff. What's not to like about that?
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Mr. B.
And we're from JSMV, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go, that's Moon River.
It's beautiful.
Lovely, lovely one, that one, isn't it?
So. Yeah.
Now, we're very luckily joined on the phone, all the way from Cambridge, by the lovely Sophie. Are you there, Sophie?
I am here.
So, hello, welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you.
Miles away, we normally have guests when they're down here, but we couldn't resist but talk to you, because you are coming down this way shortly. For our listeners, explain who you are, because you're a... getting a bit famous, I should say, really, shouldn't I?
Yes, we are listening to Sophie Hyde, to our listeners. Hello, Sophie. My name's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations on your first full-length feature film, 52 Tuesdays, which you're the director of course. And also, I just want to personally congratulate you for winning the Best Director at the Sundance Film Festival. That is an amazing achievement.
Thank you so much.
Please tell us a little bit about the film.
Sure, yeah. The film is called 52 Tuesdays. It's a film that is about a teenage girl, Billy, who decides to transition and become a man. And they agree not to live together, but they decide to spend every Tuesday afternoon together, kind of promise to spend this time together to keep their relationship alive. And so, as the name suggests, the film is set over 52 Tuesdays. And we also filmed it every Tuesday for a whole year.
I was going to say, I read that. So it literally took a whole year just to do the filming.
Just to do the filming, that's right. That's very perceptive.
And did I read right as well that the actors only got the script for that week, like that week kind of thing?
That's right. I mean, we were still writing as we went, and they would only be given the script after we shot a Tuesday. So they had a week to prepare, and they only ever got scripts that they were in. They never had anyone else's kind of scene.
Right.
Yeah.
But that must give the film... I mean, because I've only seen the trailer of it, and it looks absolutely amazing, the film, I must say. But it must give the film quite a unique dynamic to watch it, because obviously they're only acting that week as each week goes on.
That's right. I mean, they're all first-time actors. And so, in some ways, it's a really fantastic way to work, where you're never preempting what comes ahead. Sort of like in life, you only ever see... You're only ever embodying kind of what's already happened and what's happening to you right then. And that's a really beautiful way of making a film. Mm. It is an unusual film to watch, of course, because, you know, you come in and out of their Tuesdays. So there are things that you miss, just like the characters miss things in each other's lives.
It's almost
and
like...
So it has an unusual rhythm, yeah.
It's almost like having a relationship with the characters then, is that...
I think it is very much like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, was it difficult for them to sort of maintain their focus and attention to the subject matter, or...?
In some respects, I think it may have been easier for them. You know, often on a film, an actor is like kind of tucked away in another room and kind of brought onto set and has to suddenly perform a scene out of order from kind of the narrative. With 52 Tuesdays, these guys lived with okay. those storylines the whole time. You know, they lived with it the whole year long.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand. And what about the actual subject matter itself? I mean, it's obviously a man a woman transitioning to a man. That in itself is fairly unusual, I would say, in terms of film subject matter. So how's that been received across the world?
It's been an amazing kind of journey. I mean, I've been out with the film for a couple of years in different places.
Right.
And what I've found is that, you know, the awareness of this kind of stuff, of gender transition, has increased so much just recently. There's a few really kind of famous cases, in particular Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And I think what that means is that conversation is much bigger about what gender means and how we kind of construct maybe our gender and aware of that. The film is told from the teenage girl's point of view, so it's her experiencing this thing with her mum, and also importantly is a lot about her own discovery about herself.
It's a kind of coming of age film, sort of.
It's a coming of age film, and it means that it's not, you know, there's a frankness to the film in terms of sexuality and gender, but it's alienating. I think it's you see someone and you get to know them over a long period of time, so you're not so much thinking about, you know, them being an outsider to you. You sort of live with them as well.
But, I've read some of the reviews. It sounds like it's been extremely well received. And, of course, your first time directing, and straight away you went the Sundance Award. That, you must have been absolutely over the moon when that happened.
it was a wild thing to happen, because the film was kind of an experiment, and I always felt like there were so many interesting things about it, but I was working as a director in a way that you don't always work, you know.
Mm.
I wasn't just having this vision in my head and fulfilling it. I was kind of having to navigate and lead and, you know, I had to accept a whole lot of mistakes and changes and happenstance. And so you don't expect to win a direct for that. So it was a humongous thing for me, yeah.
So, well, congratulations. Yeah. And I hope it means that this won't be the only film you release. I'm guessing you've probably got another one in the bag that will be coming out at some point in the future. But
That's right.
You're up in Cambridge at the moment, aren't you?
I am,
But the reason we're talking to you, I know it's kind of coming down this way, isn't it? I believe you kind of, the film's coming to Cardiff and it's coming here to Bristol to the Watershed from this Friday.
That's right, yeah. And that's right, from Friday it can in a few places around the country, I think, yeah.
I'm just looking, yeah, and Brighton. Oh, it's going to Brighton as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You can see it all over. So, yeah. Well, for the listeners, if you do want to see it, it's at the Watershed from this Friday, and it's on all the weekend as well.
Yeah.
A screening's before 4 o'clock to 6:50, with concessions £4.50, and after 4 o'clock it goes up to £9, £6.50. Or really unusually, if you're under 24, you can watch it any time for £4.50.
Yeah, I'm under 24.
Yeah, you wish.
No.
That's a good deal. I love that deal.
It is. I've never seen a deal like that before when we've had the stuff.
But yes. 24 is a strange age to pluck out of the air. But I just want to say one more thing to you, Sophie, and that was is that you said that you use first time actors, and I understand there was a little surprise in there that your 8-year-old daughter Audrey was in the film. Is that right?
That's right.
Has she got a budding career as an actor ahead of her, do you think?
Seriously, she's great in front of the camera, but I think she's always telling me, I will never be a filmmaker, Mum.
Bless. So, listen, Sophie, it's been brilliant to talk to you, and I can't wait to see the film. I know that quite a few of the shout-out team are going to go see it over the weekend, we'll make sure that we put the links up on our website so that all the people can get all the info when they go look for the show as well. But best of luck with it, and hopefully we'll see you winning more awards with more in the future. So.
Awesome. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, you're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
You had to get that one in, didn't you?
Booster.
We got loads of them.
That last song was called The Rose.
It was,
yes. For me, was it, Andy? That's very nice of you.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
You may know the original was Bette Midler, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That one was actually by a lady called Suzanne Alens.
It was a lush bit of orchestration with that as well. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Well, that's André Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra. So we will be back to normal next week, by the way. I won't play lots of classical stuff all the time. I just thought we'd do it for a change, so I hope people enjoy
very
it.
Very classy. It's been very classy today.
Yes, it certainly has. There was a little message came rushing into the studio telling us that the balloons were off out into the sky, so I ran out to have a little peek during that last song, and I saw about 15
did
up
you?
There.
Was there? Did you see a minion?
I didn't see the minions, no.
I want to see whether that actually floats and not falls on the road.
I've got my eye on our postage stamp bit of window behind you there, Andy. Yeah, I can't see anything going across just yet.
They're sort of in the other direction.
But for those of you listening live to us on BCFM, because obviously we go out on quite a few stations and some of them are repeats, but if you're listening live on BCFM, BCFM is going back to the Bloom Fiesta directly after Shout Out. Phil Lyons is bringing you a kind of country Bloom Fiesta.
I'm popping away in my beautiful balloon. He might be playing.
Fifth Dimension. Do you want to sing it?
Up and away, my beautiful balloon.
That's the city's just switched
there
off.
There we are.
That's another jingle.
Sorry.
Shout out. Oh, no.
Oh, curses.
So, and did you notice Bethany Black in the Elfest piece there?
Yeah.
So, she could be in Doctor Who. How cool is that?
I know. Yeah,
I love the part she played when she was in Cucumber and
Banana.
Banana.
That's how they say it. Banana.
They do now. Banana.
Banana.
Sorry, but there is some hand action going on there. Don't look. Listeners, don't look.
No, you behave. Look, you see, every show you go on, you bring the smut in. Don't you come in here and do it too.
Sorry, but I was just saying.
Anyway, she's going to episode 9 of Doctor Who, if anybody's watching the date. November the something.
Is it?
Yeah, sometime in November.
Oh,
so
you just know the episode.
I do, yeah. Wow. Just the one episode. But with these things, sometimes they appear once and then these people reappear and become more permanent features, so you never know. Fingers crossed.
Well, hopefully we'll get her on the show, which would be brilliant.
That would be marvellous, wouldn't it?
We have spoke to her before. Mary and Mitch have both interviewed her, so but yeah, it'd be great if we could talk to her about being in Doctor Who. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Actually, as well, I just thought I'd mention, just because we were at the Balloon Fiesta and there was stuff from the Elf Fest, there was Meet Your Feet were playing, who are all girl band from Bristol. They're actually playing on Saturday night at the Balloon Fiesta at 6:30.
Oh, great.
So get along there and see our girls.
We've interviewed them as well.
Yeah, they're
because,
great, aren't they?
They reformed after a break for several years, and that was back in the early days of Shout Out, we spoke to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well worth going to see Meet Your Feet. They're fun.
Great.
Hunter, are you going to the Blue Fiesta at all?
I'm afraid I'm not going to be in the country. No, I'm away, so I'm missing out. Jetting off. But I was here last year and I enjoyed it immensely. It's fantastic.
It is great, yeah. And the nice thing is, because of course the balloons, they go up in the sky, you can kind of see them from everywhere in Bristol, which is great.
Yeah, and that's probably why they can't charge to get in, because what's the point? Everyone just stand outside and watch them.
I think they raise their funds from the parking, actually. They make quite a lot on the people that bring their cars, so that's how they fund the thing.
I know sometimes they have to close the suspension bridge because it is closed.
Yes. Yeah,
because the sheer weight, it's
wibbly wobbly.
It's really old, isn't it? Yeah. So poor thing, can't cope with Steph's wibbly wobbly.
Really good observation, that one, Andy. It's been there a while.
You are terrible. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for this week. All the information about our guests, and if you want to find out more about Shout Out, apart from Steph, of course, are all online.
Just go to shoutoutradio.org.uk or search for us on Twitter, Facebook, or iTunes.
BCFM, as I said, is going back to Bloom Fiesta a minute after the news, but we will be back next week when we'll be talking about Trans Pride with a lovely Cheryl. So, live from 7, as always, but from myself and the team here. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye,
everyone.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.